Welcome to the daily edition of the Palm Village Word. There is a weekly 15-minute edition and a daily 4-minute edition. As I mentioned, this is the abbreviated daily edition. And today, we've got some stories to tell about Palm Village Retirement Community in Reedley. With me in studio, Chuck Buller, Vice President of Advancement, and Jim Duick, Director of Marketing. Who's got a story, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I've been at Palm Village now about 6 years. And I had the good fortune in my previous careers to mostly work as a pastor or a conference leader. And so because I did a lot of preaching, I'm always on the lookout for good material. It kind of is a occupational hazard in that business. You never read anything without asking, oh, I could use that. Again, it's just your way of life. And so one of the things that has kind of dawned on me in coming to Palm Village is that people have a lot of great material who've lived a long time. And one of the downsides of our culture that so values kind of a pop culture, the youth culture, is that seniors, who are a growing segment of our society, have even fewer places to tell their stories. Mm. And so one of the things I try to do is keep track of interesting things that I hear. I keep a little journal. And recently, I got to speak to our independent living and assisted living crowd at a breakfast, and it's a breakfast that we're beginning to do once a month now, where I simply use my love of preaching to communicate to our residents about some things that I'm thinking about or hearing. And so I wrote down the three kind of big thoughts that I've heard in my 6 years from seniors as I sit with them and talk about everything from development to, you know, sales. I often ask them, so if you had one big life lesson you could pass on to a younger person, what would it be? Now, I promise you, most of them can't go, oh, here, I'll give you one, two, three, because they're not preachers. They don't think in 3 points. But if you give them just a little bit of time, it's pretty rare where I don't have at least one thought shared with me. And so I've kept track of some of those, what I call the big rocks in the jar. And I summarize them as three currently, and I hope maybe there'll be 6 or 10 someday. The first thing I've heard from people who've lived a long time is that there is no greater waste of energy in life than to live with regrets on the past. As people get older, they especially are able to live with a sense of good choices they've made and bad choices they've made. But by God's grace, they understand that the cross stands as it's a stake in the ground that eliminates the significance of our past and yet connects it to our future through grace. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I've heard from them that there's no more important thing than to live for today, because you never know whether you have a tomorrow. And that's kind of the what is. I call the first one what if, the second one what is. Each of us get 24 hours, and whether you're 90 or 9, you get the same 24 hours. And the third one is the importance of dreams. Why not? That you're never too old to dream about something. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a visit with your grandchild or a visit from your pastor, you always need to have a dream. Mm-hmm. And so those are the three thoughts I've kind of collected. What if, what is, and why not? And that's what I call wisdom from the Palm Village crowd.
Chuck Buller, Vice President of Advancement. Next time around, Jim Duick's got some stories from Palm Village, don't you, Jim?
I do.
And thank you for joining us for this edition of the Palm Village Word.